Flintstone. This is Ariel's personal request. Judas Priest. She said, please play Bloodstone, Judas Priest, right?
100%.
Have you heard of Judas Priest before?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no? You've never heard of Judas Priest?
No.
Have you heard of Van Halen?
I got it.
Yes.
Because, yeah, yesterday, that Billie Eilish singer caused quite a stir.
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't really follow
or
that.
Maybe that
stuff.
Was 2 days ago. But, we'll get to that, though. All right.
Yeah. Who's Van Halen?
Oi.
I haven't done anything relevant in a long time. So we'll give her, she's only 17 as well.
I don't care. You work in music. It's like me saying that I don't know who like O.J. Simpson is.
No, I don't know.
The funny part is she was from L.A. considered, though. She's a rock genre. She's considered rock.
Yeah.
That's how crazy it is.
Well, Van Halen probably never heard of her either.
Well, that's different.
It equals out. All right, let's bring in Isaiah Mustafa right now. I think he's heard of Van Halen.
I hope so.
Well, most likely he has. Isaiah, good morning. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. How you doing, Isaiah?
I'm doing great. Which Van Halen are we talking about? Are we talking Sammy or Dave?
Yeah, I know. And please tell me. Yeah, yeah.
Atta boy.
Well, Van Hager, they're both good, but Dave's the kingpin, isn't he? Is there a cooler dude than David Lee Roth? Come on, Isaiah.
I mean, at that time growing up, I mean, he's the only guy that could rock those tights and crazy, you know, torn t-shirt, whatever he was doing up there. Karate kicks.
Yeah, the ass chaps. It's hard to pull that off, right? But he could.
He could.
So let me ask you.
Nobody does it better.
Your Twitter handle here, music, hockey, werewolves, and losers. Please explain this to us, because I think it's pretty cool. And it, all right, so you're into music, you're into hockey, werewolves, losers. So tell us about what is this about?
Music is just something that, you know, of course, I love music, and I'm just kind of I listen to a couple different stations, and then classic rock is one of my favorites. The werewolves, I played a werewolf on Shadowhunters Freeform, and the hockey, I'm a hockey player, I play hockey, and then the losers was from It Chapter 2.
Okay, good. I like it.
Okay.
I like it. Good. It's nice, solid Twitter profile here. So you play hockey too. I don't know if people realize this. I did. I knew right away. I said, I played at Arizona State. I'm a football player. So you're playing hockey and stuff. So what? When did you start playing hockey? Did you play hockey when you were younger? Like, did you always know how to skate? When did you start playing hockey?
No, I picked it up about 6 years ago. I watched my beloved LA Kings win the Stanley Cup, and I thought, you know, that looks fun. Let me try that. So I just picked up some skates and hired a coach and learned how to play. And seven years later, I'm doing all right now. And I have a couple weekly games that I get into. It's just a fun sport and low impact on the knees, you know.
Yeah, you play
protect those knees.
You're playing in those like celebrity games. Remember those like they're big Hollywood celebrity games in the past, right? Alan Thicke, may rest in peace, actually.
Yeah.
I know he used to be a big part of those games.
Oh, I skated with Alan a couple times. He's a great, great guy. He was awesome. But I got in a couple of those fun celebrity games with Luke Robitaille and all the wonderful people at the Kings.
That's some cool stuff. So I know we got Joe and Ariel here, but let's ask you about, talk to us about the Christmas movie, The 25 Days of Christmas, man.
Oh, the 25 Days of Christmas on Freeform, man! I'm telling you, I am the holiday host with the most Freeform Santa, and I basically ring in just the cool TV lineup that Freeform has. They do from like November through Christmas Day shows like Home Alone, The Christmas, the Santa Claus, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We got classics like you wouldn't believe.
How do you go from being in sports, seeming like that the jock, the sports-minded athlete, to being in the entertainment business?
It's not hard because I think the rejection level is about the same.
Yeah, they're very similar, actually. Music, acting, entertainment, sports, they're very similar, aren't they, Isaiah?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe it. Like, I mean, it cut from an NFL team. It's about the same feeling when you don't get a job that you auditioned for.
Yeah, I've always felt, listen, I've been in a band, I've done this and stuff too, I played sports, and it's, you get the same feeling, right? Before a gig, before a show. You know, I guess a little different. When you're acting, you know, do you get the little butterfly? Like when you were playing, I assume, all that, a lot of, you get that little butterfly, the adrenaline. What's it like in acting? You have to tell yourself, all right, calm down a little bit. But you don't get too fired up.
No, I always get a little of that pregame jitters, so to speak. I like that. That kind of is what fuels me. So I appreciate it. It's just when you get the actual stage fright and you can't move, that gets a little bit hard to deal with. But other than that, I kind of appreciate those jitters. You know, kind of gets you going.
I can't imagine. Do you get, oh my God, you're the Old Spice guy? Or are you, it's like the, you know, like the commercial I love from the guy from The Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you're the guy from that thing. I guess you get the double take and stuff.
Yeah.
And I imagine the ladies recognize you more. Like me and Joe Ranieri get recognized by dudes only. Hey, sports guy. Yeah. But
yeah.
I'm sure you get the people looking at you. Oh, I kind of know this guy. Is he this or he that? Or do people just say, hey, Old Spice? Or they're kind of confused.
Yeah.
Or are you Terry Crews?
All of the above. Whenever people ask me, they go, wait, now are you Terry? And I go, no, Terry is, he yells, I'm on the horse.
Hey, Terry, oh, Terry's yeah. insane and like large. Man. Come on, man. Terry, like, yeah, you're not the same, you and Terry Crews. He's crazy.
he can make those muscles dance. I'm not as good as that. Terry's amazing.
Man,
but
so,
we did do a spot together, so.
Yeah, so those, yeah. some legend, did you have any idea, you go in there the first time, you're thinking, all right, I did an Old Spice commercial. Did you have any idea the cultural phenomenon it would take on after, and like, you know, how big you would become because of it?
No, I had no clue what would happen. I was just, I was just going in for another job, just like any other actor would be, so I had no clue. So, I mean, and honestly, to be honest, Freeform Santa came about a very similar way. I had no idea that it would kind of take off the way it did. I just kind of went in there to do a cool promo for Freeform, and people just liked the character, so we kept it going, and they brought me back a second year, and so here I am.
You know, since doing the commercial, you've worked with a lot of athletes. Who's been the most fun to be with?
I've worked with a bunch of athletes. I can't really pick one. That's a tough question. I'm sorry. I think honestly, I would have to say for the Denver Broncos. He gave me a cool suit maker. He told me, like, here, hit my suit maker up. I'm blanking on his name right now.
Von Miller?
The Broncos. Yes.
Von Miller. Yeah, Von Miller.
That's what.
You get Von Miller's
amazing,
tailor.
Amazing guy.
And, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I have his tailor. I don't get as eccentric as he gets, but I do. I do have the tailor, the same tailor.
One thing I was going to say too about the commercial, you know, it's iconic when everyone else starts ripping it off. And I don't know if you've seen it, man, but it's like the motorcycle man. He's like half motorcycle, half man.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm like, ah, come on, dude. Yeah, you're just ripping off me. You know, come on. It's like, but it's the ultimate flattery. It's the ultimate flattery. It's sort of an extension on this stuff, you know?
It really is. And it's for a while there when I was the early days of Old Spice, I would get people emailing me different versions of this of the Old Spice commercial. So I literally have tons of them on a hard drive.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah. I imagine. So I want to ask you, so Herm Edwards, have you ever gone back? Have you met Coach? Ariel just asked you about athletes and stuff, but how about Herm Edwards? And everyone rolled their eyes when he got hired, but he's done a hell of a job there.
Yeah, I just went back to watch Jake Plummer get inducted into the Hall of Fame, the College Football Hall of Fame, about 3 weeks ago. So it was awesome. I got to see all my old teammates from the 97 Rose Bowl team and Pac-10 champions. It was just a great time. But I have not met Herm, but I'm very, very happy with what he's doing.
Hey, Isaiah, continued success. We'd love to do this again, man. Had fun talking to you. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, man.
Thank you.